Line unmuted.
Good afternoon. Welcome to this council meeting of May 7th. First thing is the agenda.
Good afternoon, members. Good afternoon, Mr. President. This time I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Any motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Aubrey, yes. Motion carried. As of April 30th, any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have two letters. The first is from Love, Inc., also from Delaware Technical and Community College, both in council for their gifts.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment. I don't see anybody in room for public comment. Okay. Operator, check online. Public comment.
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you. We'll close public comment. Go to Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. County Administrator's report for May 7th, 2024. Per the attached engineering department fact sheet, following projects have received substantial completion. Cattail Villas, Warrington Multifamily Town, effective April 12th, and Ingram Village, Phase 3, effective 17th. Item 2, it's with great sadness we inform you that County Pensioner Roddy Marvel passed away on Monday, May 6, 2024. Mr. Marvel began his career with Sussex County in 1993, where he worked until May 2023 for a total of 30 years. His last position with the county was Assistant Director of Environmental Services Electrical Division. We'd like to extend our condolences to the family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Olds, Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have 10 items of business for today's meeting. The first item is conditional use number 2086 filed on behalf of Consolidated Edison Development Incorporated. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for a solar farm on a certain parcel of land located in being in Little Creek, located on the east and west side of Castwright Drive and on the side of Bacon's Road. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at meeting of December 5th of last year. At the conclusion of the action on the application was deferred for further consideration.
Hey, Council. More read your title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in a GR residential district for solar farm on a certain parcel lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.891 acres, more or less, for the reasons of planning zoning 1 through 11, with condition 12A through K.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion to adoption. Is that a second?
Second.
I have a motion to second. Any questions? We'll take the vote. I will vote first. I agree with planning and zoning's reasons and conditions. I'll vote yes. Mr. Schaefer?
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning commission.
Mr. Green?
I'll vote based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Hudson?
I'll go along with zoning's recommendations. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Riley?
I, too, will vote yes on planning and zoning's recommendation.
Motion carried. Next.
Our next item of all is conditional use number 2387, also filed on behalf of Consolidation Development Incorporated. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in GR General Residential District for a solar farm to be located on a 7.04-acre parcel lying on the north and south side of Kings Lane and the west side of Bi-State Boulevard. The 911 address is 10311 Hastings Lane, Delmar. Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at its meeting of December 5th last year. And at the conclusion of the public hearing, Council deferred action for further consideration.
Okay. Any questions? Mr. Moore, I have an amendment to this. I guess you want to read that first, the new
yes.
amendment? Or okay.
Correct.
Okay.
An ordinance granting conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for a solar farm to be located on a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 17.048 more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning 1 through 10, with conditions 11A through K.
Okay, I want to make an amendment. I move to amend condition I. To strike the word eastern, the first sentence, and to add a new sentence after the first sentence that reads, shall be a setback of 100 feet from the eastern boundary of the array area, third of which shall be a vegetated buffer. Therefore, the condition I announce, there shall be a 30-foot wide buffer of vegetation along the western and southern boundary of the array. There shall be a 100 feet from the eastern boundary of the array, 30 feet of which shall be a vegetated buffer. These areas are to be clearly shown on the final site plan. The final site included a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design and buffer. That's my motion.
Second.
I move that second. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the favor.
I will vote yes as amended based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Well, right now, we're just doing the amendment.
This is just on the amendment.
Mrs. Green?
Yes, on the amendment.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, on the amendment.
I have a yes on the amendment. That's carried. Mr. Morby, short title again.
Yes, thank you, President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for a solar farm to locate on a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lacundrid, Sussex County, containing 17.0 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning numbered 1 through 10 with conditions 11A2K as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council. Motion, Mr. Who did that? Mr. Raleigh did. Second.
I second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on a motion? I will vote yes as amended after conditions of planning and zoning. Mr. Schaefer?
I'll vote as amended based on recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mrs. Green?
I'll vote based on a recommendation of planning and zoning as amended.
Mr. Hudson?
I also vote yes as amended for the reasons given by planning.
Mr. Riley?
I also vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning as was amended.
Motion carried. Mr. Whitehouse, you're next.
Our next item is conditional use number 2390, filed on behalf of Taylor Road Solar One LLC. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm located on a 79.5 acre parcel of land located on the south side of Taylor Mill Road and the west side of Taylor Road and the east side of Kenny Seat Highway, which is Rep 9. The County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at County Council at its meeting of December 12th of last year, and at the conclusion of hearing, at council deferred action on the application for further consideration.
Question of council. Mr. Morby, short title, please.
Yes, thanks, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 cultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 79.59 acres less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning number 9 with conditions 10A through J.
Pleasure.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hutt, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. I will vote based on P&Z's reasons and conditions. I will vote yes.
I will vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green?
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Hudson?
Agree with Planning and Zoning, and I vote yes.
Mr. Riley?
I'll also vote yes based on Planning and Zoning's recommendations.
Motion carried. Next, Mr. Whitehouse.
Our next is conditional use number 2393, filed on behalf of Sunrise Solar Incorporated. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for a solar array to be located on a 134.6-acre parcel lying on the north and south sides of R&R Lane, approximately 0.38 miles west of Bi-State Boulevard. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held before Council at the meeting of December 12th of last year, and at the conclusion of the public hearing, Council deferred action on the application for further consideration.
More short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for a solar array to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 134.61 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 10 with conditions 11A through I.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
I second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. I agree with planning and zoning reasons and conditions. I will vote yes. Mr. Schaefer?
I will vote yes based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green?
I'll vote yes based on a recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Hudson?
I agree with planning and zoning. I vote yes.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes based on a recommendation of planning and zoning.
Motion carried. Mr. Whitehouse?
Our next item is conditional use number 2447, filed on behalf of Elk Development LLC. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for solar arrays to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being on the east side of River Road, which is Sussex County Route 490, at the intersection of Morgan Branch Road and River Road. The County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at its meeting of January 9th of this year, and at the conclusion of the public hearing, action on the application was deferred for further consideration.
Question of council. Mr. Morby, short title. I have an amendment for this. So read short title. We'll do that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for solar arrays to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 51.83 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 9, with conditions 10A through I.
I want to make an amendment, a move to amend the condition to insert a new condition C, which will read, the final site plan should show the location of all solar arrays, inverters, cabling, fencing, and equipment. None of the solar arrays, inverters, cabling, or equipment shall be located within the existing forested area shown on the drawing E-100 dated January 9, 2023. The extent of the forest areas to be retained shall be clearly shown in the final site plan and shall be retained as much for, as such for the lifetime of the solar arrays hereby approved. The conditions thereafter will be relettered such that conditions run A through J. That's my motion. I have a second.
Second.
Motion, my motion, second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote just on the amendment. Mr. Schaefer?
I vote yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore?
An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for solar arrays to be located on certain parcels of land lying in Ming and Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 51.83 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 9 and the conditions as amended by council now numbered 10A through J.
Motion to council to move forward.
Motion to accept. Move for adoption.
Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Second. Hudson. Question on a motion. We'll take the vote. I'm going to vote yes based on P&Z's recommendations and conditions as amended. Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes as amended based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Green.
I'll vote yes based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning as amended.
Mr. Hudson.
I'll vote yes based on the reasons given by Planning and Zoning as amended.
Mr. Riley.
I'll vote yes as amended based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Motion carried. White House.
Our next item is conditional use number 2456, also filed on behalf of Elk Development LLC. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for solar arrays to be located on a certain parcel of land, which is 67.72 acres, more or less, located on the north side of O'Neill's Road, which is Sussex County Route 485, approximately 0.26 miles southwest of Seaford Road, which is Route 13A. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at Council's meeting of January 9th of this year. And at the conclusion of the public hearing for this application, action was deferred for further consideration.
Any questions, the council?
Which one?
Mr. Moore, short title, please.
Could I have a moment, Mr. President?
You certainly can.
There, I think. Yes. I had so many pages
I got
here.
You.
It was,
I understand.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for solar arrays to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Bing and Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 67.72 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 9, with conditions 10A through I.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Based on conditions placed on it by planning and zoning and the reasons they stated, I will vote yes. Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I'll also vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by Planning and Zoning.
Riley.
I vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Motion carried. Next, Mr. Whitehouse.
Our next item is change of zone number 1997, filed on behalf of Waste Management of Delaware Incorporated. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a 5.21 acre parcel of land lying on the west side of Old Stage Road, which is Sussex County Route 461, at the intersection of Old Stage Road and Trussum Pond Road. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held before Council at its meeting of January 23rd. Of this year, and at the conclusion of the public hearing, action on the application was deferred for further consideration.
Question of council? Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.219 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. While Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of this change of zone, in my opinion, I do not feel this location is appropriate for a C3 heavy commercial zoning district, and my vote's going to be to deny the application for the following reasons. The purpose of the C3 district is to provide larger-scale, auto-oriented retail and service businesses. This may be an appropriate location for smaller-scale businesses that serve the community and neighborhood, but this property is not appropriate for large-scale retail and service businesses permitted in the C3 zoning. C3 is too intensive a zoning for the area, as it's located between C1 and residential property with dwellings. The change of zone would potentially allow more intense uses that are not compatible with the surrounding area. A change of zone to C3 will create a precedent for future C3 zoning applications and approvals, not only in this area, but also in other areas where the site is located near a residential property. The rezoning to C3 would be out of character with the surrounding properties and does not promote the orderly growth of the county. The parcel is located between General Commercial District to the west, General Residential and Agricultural District to the east. Due to the proximity of the general residential building, the residential zoning districts, less intensive commercial districts such as C2 and B2 would be more suitable for this location than the C3 zoning district applied for. My motion is to deny. Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote no based on reasons given by Mr. Vincent.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote no based on the reasons given by Councilman and President Mr. Vincent.
Hudson.
I agree with Mr. Vincent. I vote no.
Riley.
I'll also vote no based on the reasons offered by Councilman Vincent.
Motion is denied. Next, Mr. Whitehouse.
Next is conditional use number 2408, filed on behalf of Efren Fernando Acevedo. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a car dealership to be located on a 1.06-acre parcel of land lying on the west side of Bi-State Boulevard, which is Rep 13A, approximately 0.32 miles south of Dorothy Road. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held before Council at its meeting of March 12th of this year, and at the conclusion of the public hearing, Council deferred for further consideration.
Questions of Council? Morby, short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a car dealership to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.06 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 4 with conditions 5A through M.
I do have an amendment. My amendment would be, I move to amend the first sentence of condition I to limit the conditional area to 200 feet from the front boundary line and to delete the language after the word boundary, which currently states to a line no further than existing outbuildings in the middle of the property. The first sentence would read, the final site plan shall specifically show the area of the conditional use, which shall only extend 200 feet from the front boundary. Therefore, condition I reads as follows. The final site plan shall specifically show the area of the conditional use, which shall only be extended 200 feet from the front boundary. No vehicle shall be located outside the conditional use area. That's my motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, my motion, second. Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote on the amendment only. Mr. Schaefer.
I vote yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yeah, motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Okay. And thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a car dealership to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.06 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 4 with conditions 5A through M as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? I will vote yes on this application based on planning and zoning's reasons and conditions as we have amended them at council. I vote yes, Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes as amended based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning as amended.
Mr. Hudson.
I will vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning as amended.
Riley.
I'll vote yes as amended given the reasons of planning and zoning.
Motion carried. Mr. Whitehouse.
Our next item is conditional use number 2413, filed on behalf of Blue Hen Rental Company, LLC. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an outdoor venue for seasonal vendors and services to be located on a certain parcel of land, being 2.84 acres more or less, and lying on the north side of Line Road, which is Route 54, and the east side of Old Stage Road, which is Sussex County Route 68. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held before Council at its meeting of April 16th of this year, and at the conclusion of the public hearing, action on the application was deferred for further consideration.
Question of Council? Mr. Morby, short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an outdoor venue for seasonal vendors and services to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.84 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning number 27 with conditions 8A through J.
I do have two amendments. I'll read them at the same time, is okay, and then we'll go from there. I move to amend condition C to insert a new sentence at the beginning thereof that reads, events shall only be permitted on Saturdays and Sundays. Therefore, condition C reads as follows. Events shall only be permitted on Saturdays and Sundays. The hours of operation limited to 7 a.m. through 9 p.m. I also move to amend condition H by deleting the second sentence and adding the following after the first sentence. Parking shall be prohibited on Old Stage Road and Route 54. Prior to the applicant's first use of the property, no parking signs shall be placed along applicant's property adjacent to the Old Stage Road and Route 54. Applicants shall install permanent, non-fold-down fixed posts to prevent any parking on these areas. Therefore, condition H reads as follows. The final site plan shall clearly show all parking areas and structures associated with the use of, as well as the areas set aside for the outdoor sales. Parking should be prohibited on Old Stage Road and Route 54. Prior to the applicant's first use of the property, no parking signs should be placed along the applicant's property adjacent to Old Stage Road and Route 54. Applicants shall install permanent non-fold-down fixed posts to prevent any parking on these areas. That's my motion.
Second.
Motion and second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? This is the vote. It's only on those two amendments right now.
Yes.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an outdoor venue for seasonal vendors and services to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.84 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 7, with conditions 8A through J, as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. My vote's going to be yes, with the reasons given by planning and zoning, the conditions of planning and zoning as amended. Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Green.
I'll vote yes based on recommendation of planning and zoning as amended.
Mr. Hudson.
I will vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by planning and zoning as amended.
Mr. Riley.
Also vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations as amended.
Motion carried. Mr. Whitehouse.
Our last item of all business is conditional use number 2445, filed on behalf of Deems Trucking Incorporated. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for truck parking, storage and maintenance, and an office to be located on a 5.06 acre parcel of land located on the west side of Old Hickory Road, which is Sussex County Route 497. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held before County Council at its meeting of April 16th of this year, and at the conclusion of the public hearing, action on the application was deferred for further consideration.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Oops, wait a minute, let me back up. Mr. Moore, I got ahead of myself.
Yes.
Mr. Moore, read your title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I'm so excited about being at the end of this thing.
I get it. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for truck parking, storage, and maintenance, and an office to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.06 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5, with conditions 6A through M.
I do have an amendment. I move to amend condition J to insert 50-foot in the first sentence before vegetated buffer such that the first sentence that reads, there shall be a 50-foot vegetated buffer planted and maintained to screen the use from neighboring properties and roadways and to suppress noise. Therefore, condition J reads as follows. There shall be a 50-foot vegetated buffer planted and maintained to screen the use from neighboring properties and roadways and to suppress noise. The location and details of this vegetated buffer shall be shown in the final site plan. That's my motion.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. No, second, Mr. Riley. Any question on that motion? This is to vote only on the amendment. Mm-hmm. We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will have motion carried. Mr. Moore.
An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in AR1 Agricultural Residential District for truck parking, storage, and maintenance, and an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 5.06 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 5, with conditions 6A through M as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. My motion will be to approve it with the conditions by planning and zoning as amended today. Mr. Schaefer.
I'll vote yes as amended based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Green.
I'll vote yes based on recommendation of planning and zoning as amended.
Mr. Hudson.
I'll vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by planning and zoning as amended.
Mr. Riley.
Also vote yes based on recommendation of planning and zoning as amended.
Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse.
Great work.
We have grant requests. Mrs. Jennings. You have three.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Indian River School District's Lord Baltimore Elementary is requesting $3,200 for their school sign and student t-shirts celebrating their National Blue Ribbon achievement. Last grant received for the Indian River School District was in the amount of $500 from Mr. Riley for the Georgetown Elementary Robox Challenge. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Hudson.
I would like to donate $1,000 from District 4 account, please.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, grant $1,000 from District 4 Council MAG account to the Lord Baltimore Elementary for the blue ribbon sign and t-shirts. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Delaware Community Foundation is requesting $1,000 for their Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club Flags for Heroes. Last grant received for this event was the amount of $1,000, which was $200 from each council member. Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
Well, I'm prepared to do $1,000, but if anyone else wants to contribute, we can consider that as
that's
well.
That's entirely up to you. It's your motion, sir.
I can do 200.
Now, this is going to be 200 plus your 1,000, or you want to give 1,000 in total?
I'll give 1,000 in total.
Okay, so 200 for Mrs. Green.
I just want to remind Mr. Riley that he was very adamant about his abilities to maintain his fund balances in the past.
This is very true.
You gotta spend some money is what he's saying.
I got a big one coming up here in about 30 seconds.
I'm with you. Okay.
I'm almost out of money.
I'm prepared to do $1,000.
Okay, motion, Mr. Riley.
A second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,000 from District 5 Council MAG account to the Delaware Community Foundation for Flags for Heroes 2024. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be yes. Motion carried. Mrs. Jennings.
And the last one is History Book Festival at Lewis is requesting $5,000 for their history book educational outreach. Last grant received for this program was in the amount of $1,200, which was $600 from Mr. Hudson, $600 for Mr. Burton, and Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will offer $1,000 from the third district account.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
I'll do $500.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask what my balance is?
Sure. It is, after what you just contributed, $12,350.
Wow.
Holy mackerel.
Whoever said I was cheap, tight. yeah, I'm in for $500, sure.
Okay. Okay, so motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Hudson. To grant $2,000 to the History Book Festival Education Outreach for their History Book Educational Outreach, being $1,000 District 3 Council MAG account, $500 District 4 Council MAG account, and $500 District 5 Council MAG account. Questions on the motion? We'll Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will be yes, motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Jennings. Introduction, proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have seven today. The first one's in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.51 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Riley introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for boat repair and storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 5.54 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Hudson introduce it.
The next one is in Mrs. Green's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tire and brake shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 10.96 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mrs. Green introduced it.
The next one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto tire center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 1.0 acre of land, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Riley introduce it.
The next one is in Mrs. Green's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential for lawnmower, yard, garden equipment, engine repair services to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.20 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Green introduce it.
The next one's in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a beauty salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.56 acres, more or less.
Schaefer introduced it.
And the last one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.26 acres, more or less.
They want a down zone.
Yes.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduced it. The last one?
That was last one, yes.
I feel left out.
You do? Yeah, but you had yours with the, 10 or Howard number,
yeah.
Old business.
Yeah, Mr. Lawson's old business, yeah. Council member comments. Any council member comments?
I want to commend our finance department on good job on the budget. A lot of work.
Any more comments to council? Entertain a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition, pending and potential litigation, personnel and job applicants qualifications.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I'll be yes. We're now in executive session. Mr. Todd, we will now.